from the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because by this time next week, it's all done. It's all packed up and it's in for another year. And that's what we're here to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you in. I'm Bob Kupp from The Rock Station 97.7, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. We join together to do this local music show every Sunday night at 7. And we have this little event that highlights some of the bands that we feature every year. And it's called the 7th Annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Woodman Life this year. And Utah, we are taking a gander into the bands that will be performing at this year's event.
Yes, we previewed the first 10 last week and kind of take you right through the schedule as they're going to show up on the stage there at Cooper's Lake Campground. And so we're going to pick things up from early Saturday afternoon here.
Yeah, about 1:30 in the afternoon. This is going to get your attention, because the next three acts that you will hear have all been past headliners of this event. Or if they're not a headliner, they present just like a headliner, and they're going to be headlining the mid-afternoon this time around. How about it? We're talking about, first up, Doppler Effect. They'll be taking the stage at 1:30 Saturday afternoon, and this is a band that is one of those bands here in Western Pennsylvania. You mentioned their name, and they kind of stand alone. I mean, they're that good. They are experienced veterans and in the music scene here in Western Pennsylvania. And Utah, they're one of the bands on this radio station that's played in regular rotation and has multiple songs. I mean, that's going to be the string here. This next three acts are very heavily played on The Rock Station 97.7, in addition to being on our show.
Yeah, I was going to say Doppler Effect's music speaks for itself, because, like you said, half their catalog, I swear, is in regular rotation on here, and I hear it frequently, and that's because people want to hear it.
Yeah. And they put on a heck of a show. They're going to jam you at 1:30 Saturday afternoon, so you better be in high gear. That's why we get you up early. You know, we ease you into it. Now we're hitting you over the head by Saturday afternoon.
And if you're wondering which way to go, see, I'm learning about the way to go is to Cooper's Lake for the band jam.
Absolutely. And then when you get there, you're going to go, wow, this is a major wonderland, isn't it? I mean, this is just a place to be, a festival setting that is secondary to none. Cooper's Lake Campground, beautiful facility. We are honored to have this event there. And we're honored if you attend and support some of these bands and just come out and have a great time. That's what it's all about. And we're talking about the new song from Anger the Ant, who at this point are still our reigning Grassy Award-winning champions. And they are a two-time Grassy Award-winning band. And they won last year. We surprised it, sprung it on them. They can't win this year because they're ineligible, because you can't win back-to-back. So they're ineligible this year alone. But, boy, you hear this song and the new material they're coming out with. I would imagine there's probably a pretty good chance they might be a nominee at somewhere down the road.
And, of course, this material was recorded at
Meat Locker Recording Studios, our first segment show sponsor here tonight. Band Jam Preview Show. Well, the second act, I guess you could say. This is our second week of doing this, and we're into the Saturday afternoon portion. So get your tickets, kids. TheBandJam.com is the best place to check it out as you enjoy some Doppler Effect and Anger the Ant here tonight on The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Go! We need a weapon against reality. We need our reasons to dream. We need the ability to believe half a dozen impossible things. Let's begin at the beginning. Let's get to the end in style. If we just hold mind our business, the world will spin faster than it does. Said I want. I want my Mad Hatter's world. Which way should we go? The destination's unknown. If we aim for somewhere or anywhere, any road will get us there for sure. Sit out. I want my Mad Hatter's world. The greatest puzzle is who we are. You gone crazy. Said I wanna know how deep this rabbit hole goes. I wanna bump my head and bruise my soul. I want my wonderland on the other hill. Said I wanna know how deep this rabbit hole goes. I wanna bump my head and bruise my soul. I want my wonderland on the other hill. I want my Mad Hatter's world.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Here tonight on the Grassroots Show, we are taking you through the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground next weekend, presented by Woodman Life. And we want to thank Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. Tony Angerette, his staff, helping out our program this year by being a full sponsor, full concert sponsor. We appreciate them and all of our local sponsors that have joined in to help our cause, because it does take money to put this event on, and we appreciate the support. They've really helped us grow this event for another year.
Yeah, I was really surprised, too, that all of our sponsors jumped on really early this year, which is beneficial to them, of course, but it was really good to be that early on and know that we're covered. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's a scary thing laying yourself out like that for to put on an event like this. But thanks to our sponsors and thanks to the bands who bring their fans to this.
And thank you to each and every one of you out there that have come out to a band jam. And I hope you're coming back again this year. We hear from everybody that does come every year what a great event it is. They can't wait for it. I know, you know, it's one of my destination vacations for the year. Can't wait to be there. Love being a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of it, to be around these bands, to see what they do, how they present it, and to have a facility like Cooper's Lake Campground. It means a lot to have everybody's support, and it's each and every one of you along the way that have supported this by your attendance to help it grow to become a 7-year event now.
Yeah, and you know, when you say destination, you're absolutely right about that, because one thing we've been seeing through the years is it's gone past a local event. We're bringing in people from other states, so I mean, that's a neat thing. That's some cross-pollination going on there with the local music scene from here in Western PA.
Well, and we feel the band jam, you know, it doesn't have every great band in Western Pennsylvania, but it's got a highlight of some of the best that are around. And when you attend, you're going to find it's really something.
Oh, there you go right there. Yep, yeah, it's really something. And that's right, because the band following Anger the Ant will be the Shiners, and they're making their return back to the band jam.
We're excited to have them back. They always do a great jam. I still, you know, there's band jam memories. You know, we're going to have a reflection page. You know, and you do a great job keeping up to date on our Grassroots Facebook page of throwing some highlights out. But I'll never forget Rob and Slim, Slim Varhola and Rob Keller, jumping off the stage with their wireless guitars and hook, and they are jamming away. I don't know, was it Southbound or something? They were jamming, and they're going up and down through the crowd, just jamming it. I mean, and it was something that sticks in your mind, and it shows you the performance abilities of these bands. And the Shiners will take the stage at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, July 13th.
Yeah, they tested the limits of their wireless mics, that's for sure, their wireless pickups.
Fantastic stuff. And we'll follow that up with another gentleman who is a very talented musician and singer, making his debut.
Yeah, he was a recent guest here, and as you know, as we mentioned, we kind of start out slow on Saturday and then hit you over the head and then kind of back off a little bit, and this is where we're going to go back into the acoustic mode of the show. This is J. Roger Davis, who's a transplant from South Carolina, I believe it was, or North Carolina.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. And so he come up here, and it was really interesting when we had him on the show when he was talking about music scenes, because we like to ask people about other cities' music scenes. And he's here because of the music scene that's here.
Yeah.
That's kind of what drove him up here, and that's a really cool thing.
So. Yeah, and his move has landed him a spot at the band jam. He'll be on stage at 4:30 in the afternoon, and he has a great way of storytelling. And he's a fantastic vocalist. Just sit down and listen to him. But he's going to tell a little story of a sidewalk cafe, and it's just a story about having a date. It's a great little story, though.
Yep. J. Roger Davis.
Once upon a long time. How would you like to have a seat and conversate over a cup of tea? Some people say that life should be this great for a better day. And do you have cream to go with a coffee? 'Cause I got a lot of love and sugar. Got a lot of love and more sugar. Honey, you look fine. So good you've been taking good care of yourself now. Is there anyone that's special in your life? Well, that's special in your life. Do you have cream to go with a coffee? 'Cause I got a lot of love and sugar. Got a lot of love and more sugar. This is very important. Be the one to ask why. 'Cause to me, this is very important. Be the one to ask why. 'Cause to me, this is very important. Be the one to us. Why? Awesome. Me, this is very important.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, Financial Security, Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
You're listening to The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7. This show segment is brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn. They've been with us from show number one here, and here we are in July of 2019, continuing on, and they're still here. The Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Stop on in for a refreshingly good time. They've got great drink specials. They've got Pittsburgh sporting events on the Cube. And, of course, they've got the 24-ounce man can in your hand when you do drop by. So we thank them for their sponsorship.
If you have a one in each hand, that's 48 ounces, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
That's a good moment in time.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what. We're previewing Saturday, July 13th on our Band Jam get-together, part number two here this week. And right now, we are kind of eking our way into the evening of Saturday. And look at this. We just completed J. Roger Davis. We just had the Shiners, who were a past Grassy Award-winning band. Anger the Ant, who were a past Grassy Award-winning band. Doppler Effect, who were a three-time nominee, Grassy nominee. And now we're going to go into a number of, right in a row, people that are nominated for a Grassy this year or a past Grassy Award winner as well. It just doesn't end. It just keeps getting better.
But you're still using the word nominee.
Yes.
And that's because we don't know who the winner is yet.
That's right.
If you want to know who the winner is going to be, you have to be at the Band Jam, because that's where it's going to be announced. It's going to be presented to one of these artists if they are there, or we'll be announcing it.
Well, we've been fortunate that we've had every past Grassy Award winner at our event. And going into the nominees this year, we had no idea who was going to win. So we don't know. Will we be just announcing it, or will we be presenting it? It's going to happen either way, sometime next weekend, either Friday, July 12th, or Saturday, July 13th. And by the time this young lady takes the stage, she is maybe going to be awaiting the arrival of that award. I don't know. But we had an opportunity to meet this young lady and talk about transplants. You mentioned J. Roger Davis moving up. This young lady took a job here in this community and moved to Butler and is now part of this music scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And her CD's fantastic. She's an incredible performer. She's got just a hell of a voice. And that's Miss Sophie Lockhart. And the song we're going to play here, I hope, is What's Going On This Day, too. And that's a blue sky day. That's what we're looking for.
And we'll follow up Sophie Lockhart, Utah, with another Grassy nominee who is making his second appearance. And since that time, last year he did it as a duo. Mm-hmm. It was Justin Wade with Bobby Thompson, an extremely talented guitarist, Bobby Thompson in the groove. But now, since that time, Justin has evolved this into a full band. We're talking about the Justin Wade Band.
Yeah, and he's got a great story to tell, let me tell you that. And that's the name of the song that's nominated for a Grassy, Story to Tell. And they've been making some noise in the area. Not only is Justin Wade Band, but his guitar player, Bobby Thompson, too, with the Bobby Thompson the groove, making a lot of noise.
Yeah, they won a local competition to advance to the International Blues Competition in Memphis next year. So that shows you the caliber of band that Justin has put together. It's a great song, too. You're going to enjoy it here. And you'll enjoy it in person. Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground next weekend. We're previewing all of the bands here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show.
So right, never felt this good before. Let's go walking hand in hand, with no worries, with no plans. I could sing a song while you teach me. Sunshine calling my name in heart.
When you hear summertime, you think of warm weather, sunshine, and family cookouts. And 4th of July, the biggest cookout day of the year, is already right around the corner. In that case, who better to visit than Bros's Superette, where they have hot dogs, burgers, and plenty of delicious deli items that will last you the entire weekend. But you'll need to stop by soon, since they'll be closing during the holiday weekend and will reopen on Tuesday the 9th. Bros's Superette will make sure you're prepared for your family cookout before they head to their own.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, on Saturday, July 13th, it's Summerfest at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson with food, prizes, and live music presented by Shady Lady Productions with the Tina Daniels Band from 11 to 3. And on Wednesday, July 24th, mark your calendar, Utah from the Noble Hops Band will be up at Scotty's Martini Bar in Erie. Yeah, sounds like a road trip. And of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival right around the corner, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Don't miss out on the fun. Check out thebandjam.com for all the information you need. You can buy your tickets online there. There's even a link over to Cooper's Lake Campground so you can make your reservations if you'd like to stay. Come and go as you please, though, if you don't want to stay. $20 pre-sale admission price gets you in for the entire weekend, and you can see the likes of the Noble Hops Band, Amanda Noah and James Graff, Fire Gods, The Red Lines, Dizzy Whoosh, Meat Hook, Shag Dog Melonhead, Miranda Brandon, Cindy Cooper, Dinner Bell Road, Doppler Effect, Anger the Ant, The Shiners, J. Roger Davis, Sophie Lockhart, the Justin Wade Band, Highland Brothers Band, Wine and Spirit, and Homicide Black. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Woodman Life, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Crack one open with us.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7. This next segment is being brought to you by Bros's Superette, high on the hill, right on the price. And, well, you could go up and purchase up some snack sticks and maybe a steak and take it out and grill it at the Band Jam next weekend. We're previewing the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. This is preview number 2 on our Grassroots Show in successive weeks. And we're talking about next week's event. Kicks off at 5 o'clock next Friday night at Cooper's Lake Campground. The Noble Hops Band will take the stage, followed at 6 by Amanda Noah and James Graff. 7 o'clock, it's the Fire Gods. 8 o'clock, it's Red Lines. 9 o'clock, Dizzy Whoosh. Meat Hook takes the stage at 10 o'clock Friday night. Shag Dog Melonhead at 11. And then we take a quick nap, rest up, and get ready to go for Saturday, July 13th at 11 a.m. It's Miranda Brandon, followed up by Cindy Cooper, 11:45, 12:30, Dinner Bell Road. And then at 1:30, Doppler Effect, Anger the Ant, The Shiners by 3:30, J. Roger Davis at 4:30, Sophie Lockhart at 5:15, and then 6 o'clock, the Justin Wade Band. And that takes us up to 7 o'clock in the evening on Saturday. And by that point, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers have their beer tent open, so you can get a nice cold beverage.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'll be doing. I'll probably be making several trips between the stage and there.
Yeah, amen.
Or have me a runner.
Now, there is a small cost to get into that if you're 21 and over. It benefits a local wildlife organization, Wildlife Preserve Organization, TASSAL. And, again, it's $20 to get into this event, pre-sale, $25 at the gate, 17 and under get in free. And we tell you, we make this a family fun event. The bands know that. Everybody there knows that. Bring the kids. Let them have a good time. They get in free. Expose them to this local music scene. Get your tickets ahead of time for just $20. And, again, that's for admission onto the grounds for the event itself. If you then want to stay, that's a separate price through Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yep. And one of the cool things, too, is watching the kids just have fun. I love watching kids just jam out to music down in front of the stage. And, of course, we're going to have a Belly Dance by Melissa back again this year, and she always engages the kids and has a lot of fun with them. So yeah, it's going to be a good time for everybody.
Yeah, and she does a little instruction moment, too. She'll take the time to teach you a little bit. So, you know, it's a great way to get moving and grooving, too.
All right, and well, next up is another Grassy-nominated band, and something a little different about these guys because they've been nominated every single year.
How about that? All 7 years we've had a Grassy Award, they have been nominated. Will they be announced? Will we be announcing their first win? Well, you got to come tune in and find out because they'll take the stage at 8 o'clock. Highland Brothers Band, great group. And they've been with us along the way. They always bring a great crowd, and they always put on a great show. That's one of the key reasons why they're back. They've supported the cause by bringing people in through the gate to help the event grow, and they always wow the people that they're playing in front of.
Yep, you nailed it.
Yep, so let's roll our windows down, and here's some Highland Brothers Band and the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival preview tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
always the gas. Life has a funny way of showing up uninvited, like a stranger from your past.
Wanna get high.
Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com. Well, we've been, over the last 2 weeks, taking you through our special event, a two-day event, and that's why it's been a two-week show to preview the 20 acts that are going to be part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Woodman Life this year. It is July 12th and 13th, Cooper's Lake Campground. Our thanks to Cooper's Lake for allowing us to be a part of their destination events throughout the year. Also, McDonald's Restaurants, they're back again as our stage sponsor. And, of course, thanks to all of the new coming sponsors this year. Well, Aqua Solutions back again, Mark Regis State Farm, Bauman Auto Repair on Ieto Drive, that's out in Center Township in Butler. Cummings Candy and Coffee, thanks to Barry Cummings and his staff for what they do to support the local music scene as well, and what they have done for many years at their two locations, the Main Street Hub that's been around for over 100 years. And then you've got the Route 68 West stop in, and you can even drive in, but I invite you to stop in and just, because you never knew who's going to be up on stage doing a little jam, especially on a Friday night. And then Ram Automotive as well, Route 8 South. Thank everybody for being a part of this. Lamette Productions, of course, who do the sound and lights for us every year, and of course Shady Lady Productions for all of the legwork and behind the scenes work that you do, Utah, to make this local music scene so very special, and then culminate it with an event like this.
And then, of course, the rock station, 97.7, and its management and staff for 7 years doing nothing but promote local music like nobody else does. So hats off. And you know, you're going to see half the staff out there because they come out and they work the gate and work the tents and do all kinds of stuff as well. So it's a big effort.
Yeah. Well, and you look at Cooper's Lake Campground, 450 acres plus that they have out there. With tent and RV sites, water, electricity, fire rings, picnic tables. You know, you can come and enjoy the music right through 11 o'clock Friday night, go back and build yourself a fire and sit around and, you know, BS a little bit, catch a nap, and then get back up Saturday and do it all over again. It's a phenomenal facility. They've got a beautiful lake there. You can fish there. You can do some canoeing and kayaking. Full bathroom and shower facilities. Camp store, beautiful camp store with all the amenities. All you have to do is wheel yourself in some beverages, grab a blanket or a chair, sit down, and have a great time.
And it's so easy to get to. It's basically right off the interchange of I-79 and 422.
Yeah.
It's just right there.
It's right there. So make plans to be there, folks. Go to thebandjam.com. That's our website. It shows you everything you need to know, shows you the lineup, gives you a hookup over to Cooper's Lake Campground. If you'd like to reserve a spot for the weekend, that is separate and a charge through Cooper's Lake. But if you're not staying, if you come and go, you're going to pay $20 pre-sale to get in. We get you an armband. That's good for the whole weekend, so you can come and go to whatever suits your schedule. So don't let that you know, that graduation party affect your entire weekend. Make an appearance in and out of the band jam.
That's a good point. And for those of you who have weddings, go to the wedding and get your butt back to the band jam.
There you go. It can all be done. And by the time you hit the around 9 o'clock Saturday night, you're going to be passing notes to your friends who haven't been there and saying you're going to be at Band Jam next year because Wine and Spirit will take the stage.
Yeah, excited to have these guys back. Another very successful band out of this area, so looking forward to them. I remember the first time they played at the Band Jam, they just sure wowed everybody from us to Lamette Productions to everybody. So yeah, looking forward to having them back.
And then we cap it off at 10 o'clock Saturday night, July 13th, with the headlining band, and they're making their Band Jam debut, and they're a first-time Grassy Award nominee. Could they be getting the award?
We'll have to see, and you'll have to see. You'll have to be there to see. But that's some Homicide Black in their song Lifeless But Beautiful.
Great, intense tune, and a great way to cap off an incredible Band Jam for year number 7. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Again, folks, I hope you'll be there Friday, July 12th, Saturday, July 13th. Come out and see it. Come out and enjoy it. It's going to be a great weekend. I know I'm going to have fun.
Play on.
1979.
Got this in pocket.
The year ESPN launched. Pink Floyd released The Wall. Superman became a movie. And WLER hits the air. Happy 40th. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Amazon and Alexa. Just go to the Echo or Echo.app. Then add us. When you need your favorite stations, just ask Alexa.
It would be my pleasure. Let's rock.
The Rock Station.
We'll be right back. somebody say keep on rocking.
Station 97.7.
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station. 97.7.
You see the lightning flash, I feel the world crashing down. You view it as a second chance, I feel the world's gone mad. It's not fair, not over, not simple, and it's not sober. I'm drunk and laughing, love and other stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo and your eyes, your always on my mind, your laughter. I'm after the memories we made of us. We needed time, I needed space, but I need you and I need to see your face. All I need is another.
$40,000 of giveaways.
Won a lot of radio contests because I refused to get off the line.
Happy anniversary, WLER, for 40 years. Listen to win all year long on The Rock Station 97.7. WLER is celebrating its birthday by giving you a chance to win $97.70 in our crazy cash giveaway. Presented by Ram Automotive.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Go to 977rocks.com and click on the banner at the top of the page to enter. Then tune into The Rock Station Morning Show July 8th to 12th and listen for your name.
Crazy, man. You're crazy.
If we announce your name, you'll have 9 minutes and 7 seconds to call in to claim your prize.
I'm crazy.
If we don't get a winner, the money rolls over to the next day for an even bigger chance to win.
Listen to you. You are some local.
The Crazy Cash Giveaway. Part of The Rock Station's $40,000 anniversary giveaway.
I think somebody's putting some in the water around here.
Enter today.
That's a dangerous psychosis you're flirting with.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Whoa!
Rockin'.
Station 97.7.
Rock Station, 97.7. Revolution lives here. The Rock Station, 97.7.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. I'm not the man they think I am at all. Oh, no, no, no.
ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man that think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be
Rock Station 97.7.
Summer is the time for picnics, pools, popsicles, and purses. That's right, it's time for YWCA's Purses for a Purpose, presented by Deal Toyota. I'm Elizabeth Short, president of YWCA Butler, inviting you to join us on Sunday, July 28th at the Vagabond Center for Purses for a Purpose, a day of fun, laughter, and lots of designer purses. We'll be giving away over 120 designer bags from names like Coach, Versace, Kate Spade, Michael Kors, Marc Jacobs, Tory Burch, and many more. So grab your friends and get your tickets now. Don't miss your chance to win over $15,000 in prizes. To get your ticket, call YWCA Butler or visit facebook.com/YWCA Butler. Heat up your summer with YWCA's Purses for a Purpose, presented by Deal Toyota.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
The Rock Station 97.7.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch them too. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Pueblo El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Go on, take 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 the money and run. Billy Mac is a detective down in Texas. No, he knows.
knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living.